now to have a chat to Graham Begg, because tomorrow the Blue Diamond Prelude, or preview I should say, for the fillies looks to be the most exciting race of the card almost, with Frost Flowers, who was brilliant on debut, the favourite, as was Dosh, who was wayward but very impressive winning over the Melbourne Cup Carnival. So it's great to have a chat to Graham Begg. Good morning, Graham. How are you?
Mike, well, how are you?
Very well indeed. But looking forward to seeing your big girl back in action. How has she done during the break? Has she come back even bigger and better?
Yeah, no, she's a much stronger version this time round. She's certainly benefited from having the break. She's a big girl. She's come back in about 530 kilos on the scale, so she's gradually trimmed back a little bit. She's around the 520 mark now, so pretty big filly for a two-year-old. But she's done very well, and a nice jump out that 2 weeks ago at Sandown.
Gee, she's big, and the reports from that jump out were pretty impressive, and I think there's a bit of form that's come out of that jump out as well. You happy to have barrier one for her to follow the fence?
Yeah, look, it'll probably help her way. Look, not that she's done it in a track work or anything like that. She's been really good this time round. I think she just got lost. To be truthful, she didn't have any experience going up the straight, and she only had one jump out up under her belt going into a first-up run up the back straight at Caulfield on the steeple grass, so she was pretty inexperienced, so she did a good job to do what she did, you know.
So you're confident that that was just an aberration, that she's been pretty tractable all the way through?
Yeah, no, she's been fine. She's got a bit lost, I would suggest, you know, being a first start. All becomes a bit too much for them sometimes, but look, I think any two-year-old can find the fence and follow the fence around. It's the quickest way home, but that's what they learn, to follow the fence.
How good is she, Graham? You know, pretty good two-year-olds, especially Blue Diamond types, were written by a few years ago. How does this girl compare?
Yeah, she's right up there, right up the one the best two-year-olds I've had.
You must be excited.
Yeah, no, look, we're very happy to have her in the race tomorrow. Obviously, it's another stepping stone. We'll just find out where she's at. But look, she couldn't have done any more to please us. She's in wonderful order. You know, on to the race tomorrow.
What do you make of your opposition? Because it looks like you're knocking into a pretty smart filly, Frost Flowers, on what she was able to do on debut.
Yeah, certainly. She was impressive, there's no doubt about that. Knock over, but... she looks a, you know, precocious type, and obviously he's probably got a little bit more residual fitness than us going into tomorrow's race, as she only ran on New Year's Day, so we've burst up since early November. So, you know, our field has got a fair bit of improvement to come.
Well, the stable's been going really well of late, Graham, so all signs are that you're going to have a good day again tomorrow. How's Nonconformist going? I see he's entered in the All-Star Mile, also the Australian Cup. He had a bit of a interrupted spring campaign.
Yeah, look, it didn't work out the way we would have liked it. But look, he has a trial on Thursday over at Geelong. He's already had one jump out. And then he'll be back at the races on Saturday week. I think it's about the 6th of February over at Caulfield. He'll even possibly running the Carline Cup first up at 1,600 metres and then to the Peter Young.
So is the Australian Cup the main aim, or are you still flirting with trying to freshen him for the All-Star Mile if he can get...
Well, we'll just get over those first two runs and we'll work it out from there, how we're going, how he's tracking, and obviously he's got to, you know, be voted into the race and things like that. But, you know, his record at 2,000 metres speaks for itself. He's only had the two runs and been emphatic winner both occasions. So I'd say at this point in time, you know, the Australian Cup looks right on his agenda.
Those issues that he had during the spring, how did he spell and come back following that?
Yeah, no, he's in great order. He just had a couple of little niggly things which weren't right with him, so it was just a bit of an annoyance, really, than anything. You miss a little bit of work here and there, and obviously when his only bad run really was in the, you know, resumption race after having a little bit of a setback. He struck a pretty wet track at Caulfield and he ran behind Juna Powell. That was probably the worst run of his career. So, you know, other than that, you know, he ran well first up and then he won third up in the Coonji. So the horse is in great shape, and we couldn't be any more happy with the way he's going.
He was high up in Caulfield Cup markets at the start of last spring. Do you think 2,000 is his best distance?
Oh, look, we don't know yet. He's never been beyond 2,000, so I wouldn't say no. 2,000 metres is his right distance. Obviously, he goes very well at 2,000, but you don't know until you get to try them. And now is the time to, probably in the next few months, to start getting him up over a bit further.
Looking forward to seeing him back. Final word for the punters. Do we throw some dosh on dosh?
Yes, you'll run very well. Don't worry.
You sound confident. I like it. Good luck tomorrow, Graham.
Thank you.